Welcome back to our Fountain County Fair coverage for 2025, the Fountain County 4-H Fairgrounds, just west of Vetersburg, Indiana. Chad Baker on WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Got some nice soothing tunes in the background next to Tom's Traveling Coffee, and it's not far from there where I have found the 2025 Fountain County Queens Fair Court here. And let's start with the Queen, Miss Fountain County. Tell us your name and where you're from.
I'm Josephine Harshbarger, and I'm from Fountain County. I've lived in Hillsboro my whole life.
Very good. And tell us a little bit about your experience in pageants.
I have no experience in pageants, but this is my 10th year in 4-H, so I thought I'd give it a try.
And you ended up with the crown.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about that experience.
It's been amazing. I've made some great friends. I've learned a lot about pageants. Yeah, it's been a great experience for me.
Very good. Now, do you show animals out here as well?
I have. In the past, I've showed goats and cattle.
But this year, free of that, you're just wearing the crown and wishing everybody good luck.
Yes, sir.
You've been queen now for a few days, I'm sure, getting established. What's that process been like, and what does the rest of your week look like?
It's been really busy. We've had a great time. We've got the honor of passing out the awards to the kids as they earn them through their hard work. And we're going to do that throughout the rest of the week and have a great time.
Very good. And of course, all those public appearances throughout the year, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
What is your career choice here?
So in the fall, I'll start online college through Western Governors University, and I have a part-time job at our local elementary school as a fifth grade aide.
Oh, very nice. You're going to be an educator then?
Yes, sir. I'm studying elementary education.
Excellent. World needs tons of those right now.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, Josephine, congratulations, and thanks for spending some time with us. We're going to move over to first runner-up here. Tell us your name.
I'm Hannah Prickett.
Hannah Prickett. And where are you from, Hannah?
I'm from Malott.
Okay, so a little more on the countryside there.
Yes, 100%.
I love it out there.
Absolutely. I'm sure it's quiet.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your pageant experience.
It was my first pageant as well, so it's a little nerve-wracking, but we got through it, and it was good. I liked it. It was fun.
Good camaraderie with the other ladies, I see.
Yes, they're great people. I love being around them.
And, you know, I think, obviously, it is a competition, but I think if you talk with just about any fair court, they're all girls that get along, it seems like. And I think that's probably emphatic here.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good.
Get along well.
Do you show any animals?
Yes, I have 4 pigs this year.
4 pigs. So you got a busy day coming up here.
I do. I'm getting ready to go wash them down, I think, after this, after I get some lunch.
Make sure you protect your sash.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'll have to give it up for a little bit.
What is your career choice?
I'm going to IU Kokomo for sports management, and I'm also playing basketball.
Wow. Congratulations. Collegiate basketball.
Collegiate basketball, yes.
Very good. Congratulations on that. That sounds like a lot of fun. And what's the mascot there at IU Kokomo?
It's a cougar.
Cougar. Okay. Very good. So go Cougs.
Go Cougs, yes.
All right. Very good. Well, there again, congratulations, and the best of luck showing this week.
Thank you.
And we move over to second runner-up. Tell us your name.
I'm Jalen Allen.
Jalen Allen, and where's Jalen from?
I'm from Covington.
From Covington. Tell us a little bit about your pageant experience.
Well, I did pageants when I was younger, and then I won a title, the Covington 4th of July Miss Firecracker in 2021, and I haven't done one since. So I was also a little nervous stepping back out on the stage for the first time, but it was a lot of fun.
Now, I thought you looked familiar, because I know that we've probably talked to you over the 4th of July celebration at least once in the past. So tell us how that's been a little different this year with having that experience and then having this experience.
It was fun being able to help the other girls, mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. Do you show any animals?
I do. I show goats.
Well, and we haven't talked a whole lot with some of the goat folks, but how do you feel like you'll fare this year?
I feel pretty good. I have a really nice percentage doe to show and a really nice weather. I had to show on Saturday before interviews, so that was also very nerve-wracking. I had to hurry out of here and get cleaned up, so.
A lot of balance to that schedule here.
For sure.
Very good. Very good. Any other things that you have going on? You go to school?
Yeah, I'm still in high school, so I'm on summer break right now.
FFA?
Yes, I am in FFA and also 4-H. So it was hard getting things, my 4-H projects done, while also getting prepared for the pageant, but I did it. Everything worked out great, so yeah.
Stay busy. Well, we thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
And we wrap up with Miss Congeniality. Tell us who you are.
My name is Caitlin Callahan.
All right. And Caitlin, where are you from?
I'm from Covington.
From Covington as well. Tell us about your pageant experience.
So I've been doing pageants since I was 11 years old, on and off. This was my second time doing Fountain County, and it's been amazing so far.
Very good. And of course, Miss Congeniality means, yeah, pretty good personality.
I hope so. I think I do, and I think these ladies do too, since they voted.
Absolutely. And it seems like you're all really friendly today. So do you show out here?
I do not. I do not. No. Nope.
So just a great personality in the crowd, just great supporter of folks.
Of course, yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you have a part of the Fountain County Fair that you look forward to other than your Miss Congeniality duty?
Honestly, this is my first time being out at the fair this year, so I just love seeing all the kids and 4-H'ers put their exhibits in and their projects and be able to see them show their animals.
Do you do any exhibits? Are you tied in with 4-H in any way?
I do not. I'm not in 4-H. My school did not have it.
Okay, well, very well. Any aspect of the fair this week, aside from your duties here, that you're looking forward to? Any, like, shows or any, like, food items or hanging with friends?
Obviously going to watch Hannah show her pigs, but yesterday, it was my first time participating in Battle of the Barns.
Okay.
That was something else.
I've heard this Battle of the Barns gets intense over here in Fountain County. So, and of course, with as tight-knit as all the barns are to each other in proximity, I'm sure it can get pretty intense.
It was fun. I was told I looked a little awkward, but I'm not taking that, like, I'm not having that held against me. I know I looked a little awkward out there.
Oh, I'm sure you were fine. Before we get off with you, what is your career path? What are you looking at?
So right now I'm a sophomore at Purdue University, and I am majoring in animal sciences, pre-veterinary medicine, with a minor in forensic science.
Oh, so if somebody comes on the farm and rustles up your cattle, then you have to go and fix it. You're on the case.
Of course, yes.
Very good. All the best to you, Caitlin, this week, and I hope you have some fun here at the Fountain County Fair.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's the Queen's Courts. Come out and see them this week here at the 2025 Fountain County 4-H Fair. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.